Welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the 7th episode of Power Rangers Megaforce, Who's Crying Now?, which first aired on March 16th, 2013, written by Seth Walther and directed by Jonathan Zacher. Should be interesting. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go!
Our world was once a safe until evil aliens arrived with one plan, to destroy Earth. Gosei, Earth's ancient guardian, awoke and called on a new team of teenagers to fight off this new threat. They are the Power Rangers Megaforce.
You know, I don't think they want to destroy the Earth. They're kind of just trying to take over, aren't they? Who are these seemingly important guys that we've never seen ever before in the series?
Sorry. Oops. Well, if it isn't the new kid. Going somewhere?
Hiking up there is just the best.
You know what we call new kids around here? Fresh meat.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Seriously, I mean, you could clobber him in a second.
Yeah, but you know Troy, cool as ice.
Oh, what's wrong? You gonna cry?
Probably not.
Take a good look. You see any tears? Come on. This chump's boring me.
Can you believe those bullies? Someone should teach them a lesson.
How do you do it, Troy? How do you stay so calm?
They didn't bother me.
Give it back!
Pretty sure he also knows that he could wipe the floor with them at any time. Oh, this is just mean.
Doesn't mean you can pick on him, or even this bug. No matter how small, everything deserves respect.
What a freak show. We'll see you later.
Uh-oh. My kid needs to stay somewhere safe.
Thank you.
What is it?
It's a Haldeman click beetle. It's really rare. Thank you.
Cool.
What a guy.
Growing impatient.
Oh, I think Emma's
what are you going to do,
liking what she sees.
Are you sure you're really up to the challenge?
What do you think?
I think you've had the chance to take out the Red Ranger, but weren't strong enough.
I am.
Very well. I look forward to seeing how you make the next battle against the Rangers different than the last.
How dare you? I will crush the Rangers. I'll show you how strong I am.
Then get to it.
I'm going to make Frock eat his words. Both he and those Power Rangers think I'm a fool. But this time, everyone's in for a very big surprise.
Sounds ominous.
Jake.
I wonder why this one kid looks like he's 12 and everyone else on here looks like they're 16, 20, somewhere in there.
Your buddy's not here to protect you now. We're gonna squash that bug of yours. What?
Time to find some witless human to menace. That'll draw the Ranger's attention. You! Yes, cry! Your howling shall draw the Rangers.
Say, so Kreepox is not wearing the armor he was wearing on the ship.
I'll warm up with you.
Why? Like a buck ten? What?
Human who needs to learn about the superiority of insects. Allow me to teach you that lesson. You're not running, little human. You're either brave or a fool.
Back off! That's the last kid you're gonna threaten.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
Come to their aid just as I planned.
Gia, get him out of here.
Oh, yeah, just say her name in front of the kid. That's fine. Run, kid, run.
Man, he's tough, but failure's not an option.
Where did this building come from? Were they not just in like the woods or something?
No chance against my strength.
You're strong. That doesn't mean you'll win.
Wrong again.
You're going down just like any bully.
Think again. The strong take from the weak. That's how it's always been and how it always will be.
Not here. Not with us.
Well, his slices are making laser blaster noises.
This is what strength is for. Heal your shots. Two down. Three to go.
Well, it is not nearly as dark and dirty in there as it was in the Sentai footage. But at least they match that they're in a warehouse. Seemingly out of nowhere.
Where's the attack?
Go say, where's the monster?
It's in the area. Jake and Gia are already there.
Thanks. Where are they? Jake, Gia, can you read me? Hello?
Do you hear how that radio noise is? That's how Gose should be talking to them. Not like they're in the command center area. All you gotta do is find the air house. Ah, there it is. Ooh, rainy day.
Guys, are you okay? Guys.
What happened?
No, don't get up, don't get up. You're banged up pretty bad.
You okay? Kreepox, he just left. He must have thought we were done for.
We almost were. He's stronger than ever before. He's on a rampage and he's gone to attack the city.
Emma, stay and take care
stronger
of
than ever before. This is only what, the second time they've seen him? Third, maybe?
Should have been broken in half like a twig long ago. At last, it's arrived. The downfall of Earth.
Oh no. Kreepox is attacking the city.
Come on. There's no time to waste.
This city is more destroyed than probably any other so far in Power Rangers history.
You
And you can tell that we're far enough away from September 11th that it doesn't matter about the buildings blowing up anymore. Again with the crying.
It's Morphin time. Go, go, Megaforce. Megaforce, blue. Megaforce, red. Mega Blaster.
Pathetic.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they usually need to put one of the little header things on that gun before it actually does much damage to anyone? I mean, come on. Well, maybe not. Okay. Oh, never mind. Only tickled. Did I remind you it'd be hard to see tears through that helmet?
Last time that our battle wasn't over, but it's time to end this once and for all. I expected more from you, Red Ranger.
Troy, no!
Meteor shot!
Defense stream, activate! I don't know how much longer I can hold this for!
Hey, there's the scene from the intro.
Noah, if you hadn't blocked that shot, I'd be done for. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Don't worry. I'll take it from here. Box seems to be driven entirely by rage. I can exploit that anger. I'll use that against him.
I wish I could help.
His voice is overacting over his actual screen acting here. This is actually a pretty good fight. Most of the wire work is not bad.
No strength left. No one to save you. So cry.
Well, there's Emma still, right?
Take a good look. You see any tears?
What?
I am really getting tired of that line already. Oh, look, his bug earth armor thing again.
Okay,
so weird.
Let us see at last who is truly the most powerful.
Oh, I hate these. Come on. Who's gonna fall? Oh, there it is.
No! No! It can't be! Me, the mightiest of all insectoids, fall to a weak human like you!
Greepox also is made of lava. I wonder if that ever plays a part in his character in the Sentai. Oh, I guess he's gone. None of them noticed Vrock.
You're a fool. But we can use you one final time. Zombats! Yes! I'm even stronger now!
Good! It's morphin' time!
Yeah, and he's got his, armor back on now. Weird. Ooh, purple lightning. That's when he's really mad. Wait a minute. He had the Megazord had the sword a minute ago. Jeez, they unlocked it already?
We won't disappoint you.
That was quick. They're only in the 7th episode. It said Hyper. That's Hyper. Hyper goes to great. Alright, so this looks really cool. However, these extra bits on the back of the Megazord are from a character, robot character called Datus from the Sentai. That's kind of like an arcade machine. There was actually a Sentai video game, kind of card, video game that used cards. And he was like an arcade machine. they're not introducing the character in this, so it's just kind of an extra attachment that shows up. Sometimes they're going to digitally remove it when it's not connected with the Megazord. But right now it's just kind of sitting on the back. So we've kind of got our Ultra Zord already. Wow, it's 1992 and... No, not at all.
Small, everything deserves respect.
Right, boy. So, right.
You know, Troy?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Job fighting Kreepoks, but you also did a great thing by getting those bullies to see the light.
Thanks. I just wonder what's going to be coming our way after Kreepoks.
There is a lot of fake grass in there.
Just enjoy that we had a big win today.
And it's really weird. It feels like they write these episodes and they try to fit a whole lot into them and then somehow don't have enough to put in an episode. I feel like that whole episode was kind of crammed, but also, like, not much happened. I don't know. It's a weird dynamic there. I don't know how to explain it. It feels like, I mean, I sat here and I watched a 22 minute episode roughly, but it doesn't feel like a whole lot happened, and that fight just seemed kind of not very satisfying considering they only fought against Kreepoks once or twice before this and we're only in the 7th episode. I think this is just part of the problem of trying to cram most of a 50 episode series into 20 episodes plus 2 specials. So I don't know, it feels weird. It doesn't feel like they really earned or deserved that victory against Kreepoks. Kreepoks doesn't seem like he was that big of a deal. And what happened to his armor? It's a big question. But that's going to do it for this time. Thank you all for watching. Next time, we will be watching the 8th episode? Yes, the 8th episode of Power Rangers Mega Force, entitled Robo Knight. Until then, take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. We'll